Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
What is up, amazing, amazing human beings? I appreciate you being on with me. And my name is Clifford Starks, and I want to go over some leadership strategies that have helped me, that have helped other athletes, and helped entrepreneurs on their journey of both life and of business. And what I want to share is three stories, each with their own lesson. Because ultimately, when we get the lesson, we get the blessing. You know, when we're in a position to actually take action on what serves us, we can take action on that thing and we can expand our lives. And what I've really learned is we can expand the lives of others. So I'm really excited to share this with you as I've gone through my journey and you go through yours. But my first lesson is a lesson on clarity specifically. And clarity is that thing of we got obstacles in our way, on our journey, in our process. And then it's figuring out how to remove those obstacles. And the more I play this game, the more I learn, the obstacles become easier and easier to remove because it's really just a thought that we're having. You know, we have these thoughts that are in our head. And one specific moment I remember, I had this mountain that I would hike, and this is probably one of the toughest mountains to hike in Arizona. And the mountain's called Squaw Peak. I remember hiking the mountain the first time, and I remember how difficult it was. And it was really, really difficult because every time I thought I was near the end, I wasn't near the end. I was actually wrapping around to another new beginning. And it was quite difficult. But being a wrestler at the time, I was in that position of, I'm just not going to stop. I'm not going to stop till I get to the top. And so that was the mindset that I had, is I'm not going to stop until I get to the top. And I kept going and I kept going. And there were three times this mountain wrapped around. And it was a bit frustrating, but I just kept moving. And after the third time, that's when I started seeing the end. I started seeing the end in sight, and it was a relief. It was an absolute relief for me as I was going through this process. And I get to the top of the mountain, and I feel this sense of relief. And I'm like, this is awesome. I freaking pulled it off. I got to the top of the mountain. Now, what makes it interesting is after I got to the top of that mountain, I actually had one of my clients go to the top of that mountain as well. Because I feel when we do things that are challenging, it expands us, it grows us. But I also knew something that I didn't know until I went up at that first time. And that was there were three moments where I felt like I wanted to quit, because I did. Because I couldn't see the top. I couldn't see the end of my. And so I ended up telling my client, I'm like, look, there's going to be three moments where your mind's going to mess with you. Just keep moving. And as he did it himself, he ends up getting to the top and he comes up to me. He goes, I know exactly those three moments that you were talking about. And you were 100% right. Like there were three moments I wanted to quit, but I just kept going because it loops around itself. And it feels like you're almost done, but you're not. And what I learned from that is clarity comes down to knowing what to expect. When you know to expect something, you can take the action. If you don't know what to expect, it makes it a little more difficult to take an action. And so when I look at clarity, I go, things just need to be clear enough. And I also have to know what I'm looking at. And so I call this the North Star exercise. When you're going after your North Star, we're all going to go up a hike. We're all hiking something. some sort of dream, some sort of desire, something that we're looking to achieve. Be open to looking at the top, but also look at your feet. And there's different times to look at each. When you get really, really tired, when you're getting ready to come around that loop, for me, I had to look at my feet. I just had to keep my feet moving. I had to keep going. And then when I'm coming around to another space and I can start looking at the North Star again, I look at the top, I look at that North Star, and I keep moving. I keep going. I keep seeing the end in mind. And so the clarity exercise, as you go through your North Star, really know, am I looking at the thing that I'm supposed to be looking at so I can take the actions that are going to get me to where I'm looking to go? Figure that out, put that together, and readjust. Readjust when you need to. And also get that mentorship, like I did when I was helping my client and telling him, hey, there's going to be three moments where you're going to want to quit. At least knowing that, you can continue to take the actions necessary. So that's the clarity portion. And then we go into the confidence portion. Now, as I go through confidence and I look through life, confidence comes from activity. And confidence can also come from activity. And so I always look at like, okay, what activities are going to increase my confidence the most? And as a business person, I would have never ever guessed this. If you were to tell me, what would you prefer doing, burpees or cold calling people? I would have taken burpees any day of the week. And the reason I take burpees, I come from an athletic background. And so when I made a transition from being a high level athlete to being an entrepreneur, it was quite a shift. And when I was learning to cold call effectively, I would get butterflies in my stomach, would make me so nervous. And luckily I had a coach who was helping me through that process. And he told me what I would expect, what I would be going through. And then I started doing what I always do, which is put in the reps. Put in the reps to get better at what I'm looking to get better at. But I'm glad that I did have him with the clarity and the confidence because I was able to take the necessary actions. And here's the thing. I didn't take those necessary actions all at once. It was a process, just like anything. And I was quite resistant to it, actually. He gave me some really, really big numbers to achieve and go after, and I was resistant to it. But I kept going at it anyway. I kept doing what I did. And I was nervous, I was stuttering. I was so bad. There were times I would actually hang up on myself and apologize to the person that I was talking to. Because I'm like, okay, this is so terrible. I am literally wasting your time. So I'm going to hang up on myself. And that's what happens in life sometimes. Sometimes, in order to get confident, you got to do it bad and you got to do it really, really bad. But you're always attempting to do it perfect. And what I mean by attempting to do it perfect, there's a saying, practice makes permanent, perfect practice makes mastery. So I'm always looking for that mastery. And that's what I was looking for was mastery, figuring out where is the mastery in this? What am I looking to do? How am I looking to show up? So I'll share with you guys, actually, this is the mastery that I got. I call it PRO, PRO. And the mastery for my cold calling, what really, really served me is permission. First, I ask for permission. And say, hey, can I get 15 seconds of your time? And they say, sure, why not? The R stands for rapport. And usually I talk about something in my fighting journey because as entrepreneurs, as business people, you guys get it. It is not as easy as it looks. And really, the more I go through my journey, nothing's really as easy as it looks. You get into it and you start realizing all of those nuances and all of those pieces make a big, big difference. And when I say, hey, I've been inside of the cage and I know what it feels like to deal with pressure. And I know you as a business owner, you probably deal with a lot of pressure. And I have an offer for you, which is the O, what's my offer? My offer to them is I'd love to have 15 minutes of your time, if you'd be open to it, to see if I can support you in your business growth. And then I go into details of how I can support them in their business growth. For me, I have something called the Oslo, which is offer, sales, leads, operations. And that's just to basically understand where are they coming from? What are they doing? How are they showing up? But I learned that through putting in the reps and through sucking at first. You know, like the cool thing about not being good at something is the freedom of when you get good at it. And that's what I always focus on. Whenever I'm doing something that takes a level of confidence, I always ask myself, okay, what am I going to be when I get through this level of suck? And I think, you know, actually, we all are terrible at something when we first started, even at walking. The first time we walked, we probably didn't walk the first time. We fell all over the place. But I think we end up walking so easily because it becomes it's an expectation. We expect it. We're going to figure out how to walk. And I think that's what we do in business. That's what we do in life. That's what we do as athletes, is just have an expectation that if you put in enough reps and if you put in enough perfect reps, you'll get to where you're looking to go. You'll become that person that you were looking to achieve. So remember the strength that you hold. Remember who you are, and remember, put yourself in positions that can help you expand and help you grow into that person that you're looking to be. I would have never guessed I would get good at cold calling, not when I first started. And now I'm so grateful that I put in all of those reps and I stayed consistent and I kept moving no matter what. And then my third piece, commitment. So we go clarity, confidence, commitment. Now, commitment is a very interesting thing, because what I've learned about commitment is when you're committed, be 100% committed in what you're going after. Be 100% committed in what you're doing. And the reason I say this is the second you're 99% committed or underneath that, this thing, our brain, really starts messing with us. And it really starts giving us reasons to why we shouldn't be so committed anymore. Now, part of my journey, when I was looking to fight in the UFC, I wanted to get in there in less than a year. And I had my goal and I was ready to do what I wanted to do. And it's easy to talk about it, but as we talk about things, life starts coming up and bringing those challenges up. And my first big time challenge, I was going against a Muay Thai fighter. And just to give some context around it, my background was wrestling. Wrestling is a guy who is good at taking people down, but not so good at using their fists. And this guy was good at using his fist and his legs. So that made things quite a bit interesting. And so when we did our fight, he probably leg kicked me about 20 times. And a leg kick can feel like a bat going down to the leg. That's what it feels like. At least that's what it felt like to me. And I got to learn really quick, all right, which Clifford Starks is going to show up. I say which Clifford Starks is going to show up because we have a big version of ourselves and we have a small version of ourselves. Both versions can learn, and you feed both versions. And I say feed the big version of you as much as you can. Feed that biggest version of you. I did a really good job at feeding the big version of me, and I support others in feeding their big version. But I'm feeding this big version, and that moment came where I was having trouble even walking during the fight. Like, I'm in the middle of a fight, I'm having trouble walking, and I started asking myself, what do I have? And that leads me to, when it comes to commitment, when we ask ourselves the right questions, we'll take the right actions. If we ask ourselves the wrong questions, we'll start taking improper actions. So in asking myself, what do I have? I started finding solutions. I started crowding him, staying tight, close to the game, doing what I needed to do, focusing on what I could control. If I would have asked something different, like, this sucks, or I don't feel good, or my leg hurts, then I probably would have fallen down and grabbed my leg. And I'm not going to lie, there were times I actually wanted to do that because this guy was coming with some heavy, heavy leg kicks. But in asking that question, I started coming up with solutions and I kept pushing forward. I kept pushing forward and I brought the fight to him. And in bringing the fight to him, I ended up winning. And it was a very freeing space to be in, to be able to keep moving, keep pressuring, keep staying consistent until he ended up breaking. And I look at this and I go, life is a game that we're always playing with ourselves. Whether I won in any three of these or lost in any three of these, I'm learning something. I'm always learning. I'm always growing. And I'm always figuring it out. And so as I go through the three pieces, turning pressure into power, power can only be power when pressure is around. And so as you go through your pressure, as you go through your journey, as you go through your growth, look at it and embrace it and say, who do I get to become today? You know, every time I wake up, I ask myself the question, who do I get to be today? How do I get to show up? And that goes clarity, confidence, commitment. How can I support people in being clear in what they're looking to do? How can I support myself in seeing things clear? Who can support me in my clarity so that I can take the actions necessary to become the person that I want to be? The confidence. How do I show up at 100%? Everything comes down to an action. Our actions, there's a saying, actions speak louder than words. And I actually say, when you apply actions and words together, you become an unstoppable force. So I think your words are very important. And I also think your actions are important too. Use them together, blend them together, speak powerfully and act powerfully. What is your confidence? What do you want to be confident in? And then commitment. What do you want to give 100% to? What do you want to get 100% to so you can learn whatever lesson is necessary so that you can become the person that you were meant to become? How can you show up consistently? And those three exercises, that North Star, look at what's serving you, whether that's looking at the target, looking, and if it feels too far away, look at your feet and make sure you're moving towards that target. You know, when you're hiking, say, okay, do I look to the target? Do I look at my feet? Figure that out. Look at the thing that serves you so you can keep moving towards what you're looking to accomplish, what you're looking to create. Confidence. Am I acting on the things that are necessarily going to serve me? Am I taking the actions necessary? Am I speaking the words necessary? Am I becoming the person that I know that I can become as I go through this process? Commitment. What am I going to be 100% committed to? Ask yourself that question. What am I going to be 100% committed to so I can keep moving forward, so I can keep doing what I'm doing, so I can continue to grow into the person that I'm looking to grow into? And this is another thing that has consistently served me as I go through my journey. I look at my past, my present, and my future, and I realize because there's a big version and a small version of myself, there's a big version and a small version just of my belief of everybody else. Everybody has a big version and a small version of them. And when you're aware of your big version, your actions are different, the way you show up is different. And if you're looking at that small version, your actions are different, the way you show up is different, the way you speak is different. And so what I've noticed on my journey is my bigger version sees the opportunities. My smaller version sees the problems and the pitfalls. So my smaller version, if I'm going past, I'm looking at what I regret. I didn't do this. I didn't make this happen. I messed up here. In my present, I'm not really in my power. I'm in my pressure. So I'm dealing with all of the pressure, the weight of the world, the weight of myself, the weight of everything else. Very, very heavy. And if I look into my future as my small self, I'm anxious. I really like, what if I mess up here? What if this happens? What if this happens? Ah, it's so chaotic. No. But if I'm in my strong version, if I'm in my big version, past, present, future, my past becomes learning experiences. See, I did make it to the UFC in less than a year. I did become an author. I did do some amazing things. And I've had some slip-ups, got knocked out on live TV. I've had things not go my way. I was writing a book and it took longer than I liked. But that's learning experiences. That's my past. I get to learn from that. My present, I get to act in my power. Big Cliff, big you, biggest version of yourself. You act in your power because you have it. You've learned lessons. And the future, well, that's opportunity. That's experience. That's inspiration. That's you getting to stretch yourself. And so whenever you're going through your journey, I really hope this supports you along the way, because it supported me and it supported hundreds of the people that I've gotten to work with. What's that big version that's going to show up so that you're always ready to show up? So even when things don't go the way you were expecting them to go, that's okay. You're the leader who creates power under pressure, not only for yourself, but for everybody else. As I go through my leadership journey, I've learned there's three things that I'm going after consistently. And I get better at these three things consistently as well. It starts with me being a leader for myself. I focus on leading myself first. No one's ever the problem. No one's ever the issue. It's always, what is the solution? What is the opportunity? And the solution and the opportunity is inside of me. Clarity, confidence, commitment. So I look at me first. Then I get to be a leader of leaders. Because when I can lead myself, I can teach other leaders how to be effective at leading. And that leads me to the third piece. When I lead leaders, I can train leaders to turn others into leaders. I go, oh my goodness, this is an internal game going externally. If I show up in my three C's, figure out where's the clarity that I'm looking for. Then I go, where's the confidence that I'm looking for? And then I say, where's the commitment? When I take those actions, when I show up the way that I was meant to show up, when I show up in my power, I actually allow others to show up in their power. Now, it doesn't get any better than that, because ultimately, the win-win is about aligning. When we align with ourselves, we allow others to align with themselves, and everybody wins.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.